Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. So this is like a little science experiment here.
Ooh, cool.
Science.
Yeah, okay. And I think this happens to any, if you, in a group of people, it could be your family, it could be your friend group, but, you know, you, anybody you see on a regular basis, and you make one little change about yourself, and everybody loses their mind. You know, it just something sticks out. It's like, why does this person do that?
Well, they don't lose their mind, but they comment.
Yeah.
And because we're all creatures of habit.
Did somebody make a change that I don't notice?
It's not major. It's not a real...
You got a haircut, it looks like.
Thanks.
I thought that Sam would have noticed already.
I mean, I guess not, because I'm wearing a fidget ring on my right hand.
Fidget? Does it spin?
Yeah, it's got a little spin. It's got a... It's a chain, and it just kind of spins. And,
oh,
you know,
that's cool. I didn't know they made them in rings.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's a $12 Amazon special. And that's actually how it came to my attention. We were talking about, actually on this show years ago, I found a clip that we had recorded when our youngest daughter Phoebe was 7. And she came into the studio one day, and I'm going to call the name of it wrong. It wasn't called a fidget pal, but it was the thing that you tapped, and it would say knock, knock, and you would say jokes back.
And it was yellow, and it would... It was a trendy talk.
It was like a trendy thing around 2013, 2013, 12, or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I think it was called a fidget pal. But I guess all that talk about that, I brought it up to Jody. What do you think my phone starts serving up to
me?
Fidget things.
Fidget spinners.
And so, I mean, I was just, this was a total impulse buy. But my point is, as soon as you make a change, especially a fashion change of any sort to somebody, it's crazy to me how it just... It affects everybody around you,
mm-hmm.
almost to the point of like freak out in some cases.
Well, who's freaking out about it?
You? No.
Well,
you didn't freak out about
it. I noticed it. Now looking at your wedding ring, it's different.
No, this is the same wedding ring.
I thought he had a black one.
No.
Oh.
This is my faux platinum.
Oh, I thought you had a black one too. Oh, well.
No, I don't have a black wedding ring.
Hmm.
It may be just the way that the light shines on it.
But, just me that maybe the way he feels.
So the fidget's on the other thing. On the other hand, are you using it as a fidget?
Well, I mean,
today's the
first day that I'm wearing it, and it's like, wow, this actually, without realizing it, you know, I mean, I just started kind of just messing with it this morning.
Hmm. Sam, don't you wear a ring on your thumb? Oh, you haven't worn it in a long time?
There's one for you, Murphy. You know how many years I haven't had that ring on there?
I don't know. Not looking at your thumb.
It's been about 2 or 3 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But that is...
There's the answer to your question, Murphy.
Right.
Nobody notices.
But, you know, if you put the thumb ring back on and you walk through with our coworkers today,
mm-hmm.
do you think somebody would ask you about
it?
Maybe.
Ring is small.
Or they would...
That's not like shaving your head.
But a hairstyle change, significant.
Right.
Or, I mean, if you dress all of a sudden more colorfully than you normally do.
Oh, I have the perfect one. Getting ready for this gala that we're going to, I'm wearing a nude and black dress.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a red, bold lip. And I was wearing a bunch of different lip colors every day last week.
Yeah.
And the day that I wore the brightest red one, I loved it. I walked out into our main area and Chuck was here. And he goes, hey, did you change your hair color? Nope. Negative. I did not change my hair color. My lips are different.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, okay. The red of the lip looked so dynamic that my hair didn't look as red or as bright or whatever.
Did anybody say anything about those lips? Like, it's too much?
No. Is that what you wanted to say?
I
know it.
I held my comment.
I know you.
I just thought the red was too bright.
I know.
Because I guess maybe it's because I'm not used to seeing that on your face.
I know. I know you think that. I'm going to decide what to do. Don't worry. I won't blind you night of. But no one else said anything snarky.
I didn't say anything snarky.
Yeah, but that's a perfect example of something. If you're doing something that's more loud than normal. It stands out. Did the girl say anything about the bright red lipstick?
Phoebe, who is our makeup maven, said, that's the one.
Uh-huh.
Because the point is a red lip to be the dynamic color of my whole head to toe.
But the concept of that is matching the outfit is what you're saying. That's not like
not
an everyday lipstick.
It. No, it could be an everyday if I wanted it to be. I bought one called Habanero and that one looks saucy too. Spicy. You like that one. I wore it when we went tuck stopping for you, and you were like, I like those lips.
Yeah, you know, it's
just brighter.
I guess the red thing is, of course, that's not where I was originally going with this, but the red
difference.
The contrast on you with the red hair and all that kind of stuff, I think you're really good at making those colors work. You've always said that you wouldn't wear a red shirt, for example, right? Because it clashes with your red hair.
I'll wear shades of red, but they have to be in my shade. And I don't wear them. I don't do it often. You know, it's
Murphy,
too much. I think it's too much.
I didn't notice your ring, but I did notice probably a month ago you started wearing different shoes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was more casual shoes. And, you know, first thing I thought was, I bet Jody was behind that one.
No.
Really?
Not at all.
No.
I try to stay out of, I don't want to be that woman who picks and tells, and so I don't. When he wants my advice, fashion wise, he asks, mm-hmm. And then you get it honestly.
So maybe the fashion changes are the ones that stick out the most, because if you don't change it very often, because I mean I'm pretty basic with most of the stuff that I wear. I have just a handful of pair of shoes. I'm not a shoe fanatic, so I don't have a ton of them. But I don't know. I mean, the reason I started wearing a new pair of shoes last week is I ruined one in the yard that I was wearing.
Yeah.
But I would have to know which ones that you're talking about, because really the others that I have.
What you're wearing is more casual than what you used to wear. The shiny ones that you used to wear on the daily is what he means for dressy. And what you're wearing is more muted and matted.
Well, yeah. So I guess a couple of years ago, I decided to stop wearing the overly dressy shoes.
Yeah.
Probably about the time you stopped wearing the ring.
Right.
But you know, I've actually learned to like that sort of light tan. I don't even know what the color is. It's not really tan. It's the wrong word.
Bone.
I guess bone maybe is what it is.
The shoes you have, those.
You're those not wearing long bone ones. Color.
Yeah.
No, those are. It's not camel.
Taupe.
No, I don't know what it is, but it's fashionable right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I like the way that those feel. You consider that a casual shoe?
That one, the long brown ones?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Right. Those aren't, I mean, those can go, but those are kind of can go dressy or casual, but they're casual. They can wear them with jeans.
Yeah. And I've gone that direction more with shoes lately just because I don't know. Some of it felt kind of old school to me, the dressy stuff. But see, I won't notice if somebody changes their shoes.
Ooh, I do.
I will see a face thing, a ring, lipstick, glasses, maybe a you know, significantly different haircut or something like that.
Do you know how many? You know that I never go a day without a woman saying something to me about my shoes. Unless I'm just like completely casual, which is rare for me, right? Women comment on shoes. Like if I see a pair of shoes on a woman and I think they're awesome, I will go. Where'd you get those? Are those Chinese laundry? Is that Steve Madden? I'll spit the names because I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I saw Murphy's new shoes, I just went, new shoes. Hell, those Steve Madden? No.
Anyway. Do you remember when I had those neon green shoes for a little while?
No.
No.
Whenever this has been a long time, that little shop we used to go to, I got some really, really bright.
For what reason?
I think they were white really with a green trim. I don't know. They were running shoes.
Oh, running shoes. When you were running?
Yeah, which has been a long time ago. I know.
That's why we don't see them anymore.
Running shoes are okay to be loud like that.
But I remember walking into this building one time and somebody like, whoa, new shoes, huh? I didn't even know who they were. It's like, how do you know they're new? They just looked it. You know?
They didn't look very worn. You weren't running a lot yet.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.